An official welcome in front of the offices of South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol for visiting Prime Minister Fumio Kishida of Japan. The two leaders heralding a new era in a complicated and often troubled relationship. After a recent increase in provocative missile testing by North Korea, both leaders have taken a similarly tough stand against their common neighbor.
Prime Minister Kishida and I shared the understanding that North Korea's nuclear and missile development poses a significant threat to peace and stability, not only to the Korean Peninsula and Japan, but also to the whole world. To respond to this, trilateral cooperation between South Korea, the United States, and Japan is essential.
On his arrival in South Korea, Kishida paid his respects at the National Cemetery that commemorates soldiers killed in the Korean War, but also independence fighters during decades of Japanese colonial rule. It's partly because of that legacy and South Korea's suffering during World War II that led to relations souring in recent years and that Yoon has been trying to repair.
There is also a sense of kind of fatigue over these repeated requests by South Korea for greater apologies on the side of Japan. Overall, there's been more a desire on the part of the Japanese public and the Japanese government to move on from this difficult relationship.
Improving relations led to Yoon visiting Kishida in Tokyo in mid-March.
In accordance with the direction President Yoon and I showed at the March meeting, Japan-South Korea dialogue and cooperation have dynamically progressed in less than 2 months.
But Yoon's push to restore relations with a traditional adversary have proved unpopular at home, contributing to a nearly 60% disapproval rating. That's in sharp contrast to the approval he's received from the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden, who welcomed him on a state visit last month. Looking on approvingly at these warming relations is the United States. As its two most powerful allies in East Asia, Washington sees Japan and South Korea as a counter not only to North Korean threats, but also to the expanding influence of China. And the leaders of all three are expected to hold a trilateral on the sidelines of the upcoming G7 summit in Hiroshima. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.